Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for April 19th, 2019. In today's news, the design for a new project in Paris is being described as transformative. ThyssenKrupp has won a contract to upgrade elevators in a government building near the site of the company's new North American headquarters. A Philippines Mitsubishi electric distributor has been enjoying a steady growth and is looking for more. A stroller is being blamed as a likely culprit in a Singapore escalator mishap. And the developer of a New York City tower that's leaning 3 inches says the building is structurally sound.
Yusuf Tomi, Butzo Spinelli, Hardell Lebehan, and Ajay Associates are part of a team of architects that conceived the winning design for the Bruneseau development on the Seine River in southeast Paris, the Council on Tall Buildings and Urban Habitat reports, citing the architect's journal. To be built on a 10,000 square meter former brownfield site, the development will include skyscrapers and 25,000 square meters of office space, 800 housing units, and 20,000 square meters of retail. Architect David Ajay, who designed a 100 meter tall, roughly 30 story residential tower for the project, called the development truly transformative. It will feature massive public terraces and will use mostly renewable or reclaimed energy.
Just before it broke ground in new North American headquarters and 420-foot-tall elevator test tower in the metro Atlanta area, ThyssenKrupp was awarded a $219,858 local government contract, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports. The Board of Commissioners in Cobb County, where the ThyssenKrupp facilities are taking shape, used existing funds to hire the company to upgrade 2 elevators in its government building in downtown Marietta, Georgia. The source noted the county previously granted approximately $1.3 million in incentives to ThyssenKrupp to build a Circle 75 parkway that an estimated 900 permanent, high-paying jobs are to be created, and that the OEM plans to spend $16.4 million on furniture, fixtures, and equipment.
Filipino-owned Mitsubishi Electric Elevator Distributor International Elevator and Equipment Incorporated continues to enjoy steady growth, fueled by what company president Ramoncito Ocampo describes as one of the longest domestic construction growth periods he's ever seen, the Manila Bulletin reports. The Manila-based company has approximately 600 employees, recently celebrated its 50th anniversary, and reports its growth has been steady over the past 10 years. Elevators and escalators account for approximately 50% of revenue, followed by air conditioning systems at 30%, and products like power generators, which make up the other 20%. Ocampo said his company intends to provide customers with total packages that include such things as moving walks, and added, "Our elevators were considered futuristic technologies for the country back in the early 80s until the 90s.
An unfolded stroller likely caused the bottom steps of an escalator in a shopping mall in Singapore to collapse on April 13th. The mall manager said after reviewing security video, reports Singaporean online newspaper Today. The manager said the unit's emergency stop mechanism, which was being investigated by the OEM vendor and the Singapore's Building and Construction Authority, was activated by the incident. The building authority has previously advised against taking strollers on escalators, noting an average of 4 stroller-related incidents a year in 2017 and 2018. More than 92% of escalator incidents, the authority says, are caused by unsafe behavior and not mechanical problems.
Developer Fortis Property Group says that its 670-foot tall, 60-story tower, One Seaport, in New York City's financial district, is structurally safe, despite reports that it's leaning about 3 inches to the north, New York YIMBY reports. The lean of the building, which is also known as 161 Maiden Lane, has created a legal dispute between Fortis and contractor Pizzarotti, with Fortis claiming that poor construction practices were used and Pizzarotti countering that the developer called for a cheaper construction method instead of the traditional one using pilings driven into the ground to raise the tower on a man-made plot. The two companies have since parted ways, and Fortis has hired contractor Ray Builders, which redesigned and resumed construction on the curtain wall. The building was designed by Will West Architects. For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.